We are learning Masechta Shkolim Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the last plat of Masechta Shkolim, and we're starting from the Mishnah Chav Aleph Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Basa Kodshe Kodshim Shenitma. The halacha is that Kodshe Kodshim that become posel, you're supposed to burn it in the Kodesh. There's a special place in the Beis HaMikdash that they burnt the Kodshim. And Lechatrila, you're supposed to burn it inside the Beis HaMikdash or something becomes posel. Here we're talking about something that became Tamei. Kodshe Kodshim became Tamei. Now the problem with Tumah is that you're not supposed to have Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Midirabana, not only a person who's Tamei has to leave the Beis HaMikdash, Midirabana, the halacha is something, meat that becomes Tamei also has to be taken, has to be taken out of the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. But Lamaisa, on the other hand, is a Din Sreifa, so we'll see what the halacha is. There'll be four different shitas in the Mishnah. Basa Kodshe Kodshim Shenitma, Bein Ba'ava Tumah, Bein Blada Tumah, Basa of a Kodshe Kodshim, which means the Oila, Chatos, that became Tamei, Sai with Ava Tumah, Sai from a Blada Tumah, Bein Befrim, Bein Bechutz, Sai became Tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash, Sai became Tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Shammai, Ermirim Shammai says, the halacha is like this, HaKol Yusarif Befrim, everything you burn in the designated place inside the Beis HaMikdash, Chutz Meshenitma Ba'ava Tumah, besides, for something becomes, not Tamei Ava Tumah, but Chutz. Besides, for something that becomes Tamei Ba'ava Tumah and it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, that you won't bring back in to burn. That means, according to Beis Shammai, everything is burnt inside, besides for Tarti L'Reyesa. It's an Ava Tumah, and it's outside the Beis HaMikdash already. You don't bring it back in. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel Oimrim, HaKol Yusarif B'Chutz. Everything you burn outside, because you don't want to have Tumah inside the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz, M'shenitma V'lara Tumah Fnim. Unless it becomes Tamei B'Vlara Tumah, which Pashup Shat means it became Tamei from a Rishon L'Tumah, And it happened b'fnim, so you burn it b'fnim. So if it still holds, everything you burn outside, besides for v'lad ha'tomah b'fnim. Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, shenitma, it depends. Shenitma av ha'tomah, which is the Muhammad the Gatomah, which means it became tali from a sheretz, then b'fnim, b'fnim, b'chot, yisarif. Then say if it becomes tali outside or inside, yisarif b'chot. You burn it outside. But you don't want to have that tumah inside the Beis HaMikdash. Shenitma v'lad ha'tumah became tumah from a v'lad ha'tumah. We'll see the Gemara exactly what that means. But with Ha'itchmiol means it became tumah from a rishon l'tumah. Let's say it became tumah from a keli that touched the sheretz. Then bein mechutz, bein mefnim, yisar mefnim. Then either way, you could burn it inside. Even if it became tumah outside, you could bring it inside. So Rabbi Eliezer holds everything's tumah. What type of tumah it is? Is it av ha'tumah or v'lad ha'tumah? Rabbi Akiva Amar. A fourth chat. Mokim tumasai shom sefasai. Whatever became tumah, that's where you burn it. So again, according to Beis Shammai, he holds that everything is burnt inside besides the tarti l'reis, which has two chesroinus. First of all, it became tumah with ava tumah and it was outside. According to Beis Hillel, everything is burnt inside besides for something, everything is burnt outside besides for something that has both a leniency is that it's a lot of tumah and it was burnt and it became tumah inside. Rabbi Eliezer says everything's totally what type of level tumah, and Rabbi Akiva says it's totally where it happened. And for those who have an art scroll, there is a chart that has all the shittas very clearly. Zokta Gemara Vaita. So the Mishnah says the Mishnah had a thing Ava tumah and Vlad tumah. What exactly is a Vlad tumah? So there's Machlekes Amoraim what a Vlad tumah means. Bar Kapara Oma Ava Tumah is Dvar Taira, and Vlad Tumah with the Brahim. Free Bar Kapara, when the Mishnah says something became Tumah with Ava Tumah, that means it became Tumah with something with the Raisa, let's say touch the Sheretz. Vlad Tumah means it became Tumah only with the Rabbanon. What's an example of Tumah with the Rabbanon? The halach is that Mashke, for example, is not Metama Kalim. So you have over here Sheretz that touched Mashke, touched wine. The wine becomes Tumah with the Raisa, but wine cannot be Metama any Kalim with the Raisa. That's the halacha. And the wine touched the keli, so midrabanan the keli is tamei. Now the keli touched the meat, so halacha is the meat's tamei, but it's only midrabanan. You had a case where sherry touched wine touched the keli, and the keli touched the meat, the kachik kadashim. The kachik kadashim touched. So there, it's only midrabanan. That's vlada tumah. That's what Rabbi Kapara says. When the Mishnah says vlada tumah, doesn't mean stama rishon became tamei from a rishon tumah. It means it's a tamei midrabanan. Rabbi Yechonama. And Beinzel or Beinzed, they are both midrash de gatumah. Just one's a tummy from an avatumah, and one became tummy from a vladatumah, from a regional tumah. Oichel could become tummy from a regional tumah, so one became tummy from a regional, one came from an av. That's Rabbi Yechonam's. So, Gemara, then I have two questions on Rabbi Yechonam. V'kasha de Rabbi Yechonon. I have a kasha on Rabbi Yechonon from our Mishnah. Al de Beis Shammai. First kasha is from Beis Shammai's member. The Beis Shammai Oimrim, Beis Shammai says, I call you Sarah Pufnim. Everything is burnt inside the Beis HaMikdosh. Chutz b'shenitma v'avatoma v'chutz. Besides, if it has two reyeses that it's avatoma and v'chutz. Now, what's the significance of avatoma? If they're both the reyesa, ma bin avatoma v'chutz, ma bin blaratoma v'chutz. Beis Shammai is saying that if it comes a blaratoma v'chutz, you bring it back inside the Beis HaMikdosh to burn it. But if it's an avatoma, you don't. What's the difference? They're both the reyesa. Zev v'zeh lav da tairohu. According to Rabbi Yechonon, blaratoma is the case of the reyesa. If it's a tuma de reyesa, how are you bringing it to the Beis HaMikdosh? What's pshat? If they're both v'atara, bishlam if you learn like by kapara, that's the rabbanon. You understand that if it's the rabbanon de gatuma, you can bring it in because midrash is not tameh. According to Rabbi Yechonon, that midrash says tameh. Why are you allowed to bring it in? Why is there a difference in avatuma and blaratuma for Beis Shammai? And the Gemara says for Beis Hillel is a kasha also. But afilu al Beis Hillel loy mekshaya is not a Beis Hillel is not a kasha. Rabbi Yechonon is not a kasha. Rabbi Yechonon also from Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel Omar, I call you sarah b'chutz. Everything is burnt outside. Chutz. Ma shenit v'vlara tuma. Besides, if something is tuma v'vlara tuma, v'fnim inside. Again, if vlara tuma is the raisa, ma bein vlara tuma v'fnim, ma bein avatuma v'fnim. What's the difference between vlara tuma inside and avatuma that's inside? Why do you have to bring that outside the avatuma? Because the raisa, vlara tuma is also the raisa. Zev is allowed v'atayru, then I bought v'atayru. So the Gemara doesn't answer this question. The Gemara blives shver on Bechanan, and the Gemara is going to go to Bakapara now. So, the Acharim say, what's the answer to Bar Kapara? You have to say, to Rabbi Yechonon, you have to say that even though they're both the Raisa, the Maisa of Lara Tumah is more Kuldik, and that's why that would be the Chilik. But Maisa Gemara doesn't have a Taras discussion. So Gemara says, the Rabbanon were only busy and Shokal Atari, they only handled Bar Kapara because they held that Rabbi Yechonon was Shver. So that's what Tikkun Chaatan learns. He says, The Rabbanon came and the Pharisee the Mishnah according to Bakapara. The Kasha, the Bakapara, and free Bakapara, it's Shver. Bakapara learns that Avatum is Dvar Torah and Vlatum is Midra Rabbanon. So when I ask a Kasha, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, I'm going to say a Teretz to these Kashas. Al the Beis Shammai is Shver, the Beis Shammai Oimrim, Hakol Yusorof Bifnim, Chutz Mishinitma Ba'avatumah. Beis Shammai says that everything you burn inside the Beis HaMikdosh, besides for something that was nitma ba'ava toma b'chutz. Besides if it became toma ba'ava toma b'chutz, has two races. It's outside already, you don't want to bring it in, and it's ava toma. And the kasha is fi ba'kaparo, ma bin ava toma ve'im chutz b'fnim. What's the difference? If ava toma cannot be in the Beis HaMikdosh, and that's why b'chutz, you burn it b'chutz, you don't bring it back inside, so why if it gets toma b'fnim, do you leave it inside? Zev is allowed to vatayro. Isn't it both vatayro? Bishlam, we understand the chilek between vlad atoma and avatoma according to Bakapara. But in avatoma alone, what is the chilek between chutz and fnim? Batsim, this kasha has nothing to do with Bakapara. It's a kasha stam on the Mishnah. What's pshat in Beis Shammai? What's pshat in Beis Shammai? It's mechal between fnim and bechutz. Legabi avatoma. So Gemara answers, begin the Rabbi Kiva Omar, mokom tomasa shom tem teis vrosa. That we agree to Rabbi Kiva's idea to a certain extent, that the place where it becomes Tomei, that's where the Sreifa should be. So like this, if Beis Shammai holds that an Ava Tuma that's outside shouldn't bring back inside. But if it gets Tomei inside, since that's the Mokum where it became Tomei, we'll agree that you can make a Sreifa there, like Rabbi Kiva says. So we'll use Rabbi Kiva's idea for Beis Shammai to a certain extent. But Philo Beis Hillel loy makshaya, Beis Hillel is no kasha. The Beis Hillel Omar, Hakol Yisarof v'chutz, chutz b'shenitma b'vlar atomo b'fnim. Beis Hillel says, Hakol Yisarof v'chutz, chutz b'shenitma b'vlar atomo b'fnim. Rabbi Kisil says that everything is burnt outside, besides v'vlar atomo b'fnim. So if it's darabonon, ma b'vlar atomo b'fnim b'chutz, zev zel v'devremu, why can you bring in the v'lar atomo that was b'chutz, bring it inside. It's anyway the Rabbanon. We say the Rabbanon is not a problem. So why Beis Hillel is there a problem that you can't bring the Vlad HaTomah inside? It's only Tomah the Rabbanon. That's the kasha. And for the Gemara, you have to speak out, why would someone want to bring a Vlad HaTomah inside? The whole din to burn it inside is, because the din that you burn Psula B'Kodesh B'Kodesh. Here, Midrash is not, it's not Tomah anyway. So what do you have to bring it inside anyway? So I saw the answer. They want the Taina that since it's a yotzei, the mice of pesach to pesol tumah, this kachuk kachuk, now I go outside. It's a yotzei, so as the pesol yotzei, it's pesol of a kodesh. You want to bring it inside to burn it. Now, shaila is al darabonah. So, you know, darabonah's not a problem because we said that if it came tummy inside, you let it burn inside. So, why if it's bechutz, can't you bring it inside? For answers, if you base it sounds like this: begin the Rav Shimon Omar, macholoi umashkoi shomatzayra, mishtachem chutz b'sholos machnas. The halacha is the way the Goyan's Gerus says, "Ein mevim." I'll read the Gerus. It says, "Macholoi umashkoi shomatzayra, ein mevim legimah machnas." There's a Isser, the Rav Shimon says, that not only is the Metzoyer got to go out of three machnas, he now let her bring his food into the three machnas. And therefore, the Goyin says, L'hachi masha nitva b'chus af alara tumma d'rabbana im avim lefnim. You can't bring it inside. And they're busy. This Rav Shimon is not found anywhere, so the Goyin is busy with it. It's not really found anywhere. But upon him, Rav Shimon says that Macholi masha Metzoyer, you have to send out of three machnas. So therefore, after that, we say also you should not bring Vlad Midrabanan, even you should not bring Vlad Atuma inside, because there's the idea that Tuma should be sent outside the three machnas, and therefore you don't bring in Tuma, even Tuma Midrabanan.
If you're learning from Mishach,
what?
Learning
from Mishach, because there's no matter. And it's also Emavim, by the way, the Gerus is Emavim. The Gros Gerus is that Machalo Yomashkin Vatara Emavim Ligimu Machnas. That's why I spoke about the Gros Gersa, that you don't bring it in. Because of that reason. That's because the aim of Vim, that you don't bring it in. But we saw no Mustafa, according to the Gros, Rav Shimon.
Why wouldn't you send out the Lada Tumma Mufinim outside?
Right, that'll be a kasha, right. The Tarot says that aim of Vim, that's the Gros Twin God, yeah. Okay, Zok, the last Mishnah, Masechtas Shkolim. Now, the last Mishnah will discuss where you put the Varim of the Tumma. The Varim of the Tumma were all burnt. It was oil, a carbon oil. It was all burnt on the top of the Mizbeach, but they used two sets of Kahanim. One set of Kahanim brought it to the Kevesh, and then other Kahanim came and brought it from the Kevesh up on top of the Mizbeach. So where do you put it on the Kevesh? That's the Mishnah we'll discuss. Alright, what's it doing with Sechta Shkolim? So it's a big problem, what's Mishnah doing with Sechta Shkolim? Some say it's after the last Mishnah which said something became Tameh, that you burn it there. Why did that come into that? They came into other halakas of Sreifa and getting lost and different things like that. But the end of Shkolim landed up being like Masechta Zvachim over here. Zok the last Mishnah. Evari Tamid HaTamid Nisnim Mechatzi Kevesh V'lamata. The Evarim of the Tamid are put on the lower half of the Kevesh. Half, you know, make a line through halfway up and go on the lower half. And it was put on, if you're facing the Mizbeach and facing the Kevesh, on the left side. The Mairiv, it's put in the left side of Lamata. That's where you put the Ivar Tamid. On Shabbos, when you brought Masafim, Shal Masafim, Nitne Mechatzi Kevesh V'lamata B'Mizrach. It was put on the Mizrach side, on the east side, which is on the right side. So on the bottom half of the Kevesh, you put all the line of all the Ivarim. On one side was the Tamid, on the right side were the Masafim. Shal Rosh Chadashim, Nitne Al Karkoiv HaMizbeach. The on Rosh Chodeshim, they put it in a different place. They put it on the Karka of HaMizbeach Mumailon, which according to our Gemara, it sounds like it means they put it straight on top of the Mizbeach. Now on the Marocha, on the Karka, and then the Kahanim came and moved it from the Karka to the Marocha. The Karka is a place where the Kahanim walked on top of the Beis HaMikdash. There were actually two Karkaivs to the Mizbeach, one on the side, Lenoi, and one just for beauty, and one on top where they walked. And the one on the bottom also was a soivev. It started, jutted out. You could walk on it also around it, around the Mizbeach. But according to the Pirusha of our Gemara, not Mishnayis, it means lemaila on top, they put on top. Why do they put the Rosh Chodesh on top? So first we say, to tell everyone it's Rosh Chodesh. Those are the Makash Maria, no one knew it was Rosh Chodesh. So anyone came to the Beis HaMikdash, sees Nuei Varam on top, they have, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they will know that it's Rosh Chodesh. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Just as I'm learning, it's bothering me. Didn't the Mishnah say before that there's a table of Shayish where they put down the Evarim? I'm not sure what that which Evarim that was. It said we have before, but Shal Shayish knows them as the Evarim. Well, Shal Kass, I've said before there was a, what? Not the Tom, not the a regular carbon that they didn't want to put onto the Kevesh, to put other ones. It could be. I have to look into that. Okay.
These were burnt on Shabbos, right?
This is on Shabbos and on the weekday also. Tom on the weekday also.
Yeah, they burnt it on Shabbos too.
Yeah. Zochter Mishnah Vayta. Hashkolim va'bikurim ein nois noyigim elafnei abayis. Shkolim and bikurim are only noyig when there is mikdash is up. Why? So shkolim is pashut because the shkolim will use the chumas alishka for kabonis. It's only for abayis. Bikurim, the reason is, because the Pasuk says, you have to be meniach lefnei, menichu lefnei mizbach Hashem. And now there's no mizbeach. No mizbeach lefnei Hashem. So therefore, there's no bikurim noyeg bizman hazeh either. No shkolim, pashut, and no bikurim. Eino gefei habayis. Have a maisa dogon, which is maisa of grains, who maisa behema, maisa of animals, or b'chayres, noyeg in b'fnei habayis, b'mishol habayis, is a gay even bizman hazeh. Now what happens, a makdash shkolim or bikurim, someone who's makdash shkolim or bikurim, hareze kodesh. It's chal. That's the Tanakhama says. Even though it's not noyig, but if you makdash it, it works. It does not work. Bikurim does not work. This is no lefnei Hashem. You cannot make bikurim. It says, like the Karvan Eidah says, it says, the ksiv behedya tovi beis Hashem, ein shem bikurim chalem shaloi b'fnei habayis. It's not chal without being lefnei habayis. Zokt the Gemara Vaita. It says in the Mishnah, you put the Emuria Rosh Chodesh on the Karka of a Mizbech. Ezu Karka of a Mizbech. So Gemara says, Amo ben Karen le Karen, Mokoim Hilach Ragle Kahanim. And the way it sounds like in our Gemara means the Amo between the corners where the Kahanim walk. The Gemara in Zvachim asks that you can't walk between the corners because the corners get in the way. So the Gairis in this Mishnah, it says, Amo ben Karen le Karen, U Mokoim Hilach Ragle Kahanim. And there's another Amo, the next Amo inside the roof of the Mizbech, was the place where the Kahanim walked, and both were called the Karkoi because the floor was not smooth, so the Kahanim should not slip. Zog the Gemara Vayta, Shaila. Musve Shabbos, Musve Rosh Chodesh, Mikoidim. Which Musve do you bring first? The Musve of Shabbos or Musve Rosh Chodesh? Now, this Gemara Shaila is a little bit hard to understand because the Mishnah in Zvachim, Perakol HaTadah, says clearly that Musve Shabbos are brought first because Kol HaTadah, Tadah Koidim. But here the Gemara is having a chalik samarayim about this. Musve Shabbos, Musve Rosh Chodesh, Mikoidim. Yirmi Yisavar, Meimar, Musve Shabbos, Musve Rosh Chodesh, Musve Rosh Chodesh, Koidim. It says, Musve Rosh Chodesh is first. Where are Yirmi come from? Chayla of Yirmi and Hadah. The power of Yirmi, which means the Bekar for Yirmi, is from the following halacha. It says in a Braisa, Shir Shal Shabbos, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh. Which Shir Shal Yirmi the Levim sing first? The Shir of Shabbos or Shir of Rosh Chodesh? So the Braisa says, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh Koidim is saying the Shir of Rosh Chodesh Koidim. Zokter of Yirmi, you see, Klar, if they sang the Shir of Rosh Chodesh first, the Levim, it means their carbon was first. That means their carbon was first. So that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's Raya. And the Farshim say that Rabbi Yirmiyah learned this Braisa argues in the Mishnah in Zvachim. Rabbi Yasi, it's not a Raya from that Mishnah. Shanyehi, it's different. The Shira is different than the Kabbalahs. Shanyi, Tamon Dorim Chir Vashem Rabbi Yechonon, Kedei Lefarsim Aladir Shir Vashchadish. The reason why they sang the Shir was, Kedei Lefarsim and tell everyone they're Vashchadish. Keitzel Yoysa, Shoychot Musve Shabbos. They first shechted the Musve Shabbos, of course. Omaleim Shir Shir Vashchadish. They said the Shir Vashchadish. Baram, Hacha Musve Shabbos or Musve Rosh Chodesh, Musve Shabbos Kodim. Why? Hashem Kol Atal Mechaver, Kodim Mechaver. Don't bring a Raya. Legabe bringing the carbon of Vada, Musve Shal Shabbos is first. Why? Because Kol Atal Tadir. Masha Inkein, the Musve of Rosh Chodesh was not as Tadir. Legabe the Shir, that Rosh Chodesh is first. Why? To Medea, everyone of Farsin Mechaver Rosh Chodesh. You should shecht also shchayish first of mefaris, and that says no one sees that. No one sees which one you're shechting first. That's in like the kahanim, the only kahanim know about that. But the shir, everyone hears, so they'll know there's a shchayish, and therefore that was the minig did the shir first, and he holds it's not a raya that he did the carbon first. Mashenker, he holds it is a raya that you bring the carbon first.